Hi there, this is Marissa Santoro from In Our Shoes, inrshoes.com, and welcome to today's podcast episode. Today, I'd like to cover a bit about the background behind gutsy leadership and intuitive impulses, the intuitive mindset that I often speak about. And also, this would serve as a really great introduction for anyone just getting to know and learn about gutsy leadership and about some of the work that I do. So, gutsy leadership is a set of principles, a system that is fundamentally focused on a state of being versus doing. And in today's world, I don't think it's difficult for us to wrap our head around a doing state that we're in every day. We know how to do really, really well, right? We pick up phone calls and we have conversations and we enter into tons of transactions based in, you know, commerce. We have everyday interactions with others. We text others. We're emailing every day. So the doing and the appointment making and all the things that we physically have to do in our lives to just keep moving is something that we're pretty much all familiar with. But what's not often talked about, and where I love to play and focus on, is that which is not the physical. It's more of the spiritual realm, if you will. It's not the five senses, it's that sixth sense. It's the intuitive sense, that intuition. And I fundamentally believe that it's that sixth sense which is driving all of the things that you create in your life. And it's not seen, right? It's not visible. It's not a tangible thing. We can't pick it up like an object on a table. It's not straight staring us in the face. And so, you know, it's more of a feeling, right? It's a feeling. It's an energy. And because of that is the exact reason why it often gets swept under the rug and is not relied on and trusted. And yet, the intuitive mind is what's responsible for what we create in our life. So I'd like to walk you through a quick example of what this is about, of how this works, and a really simple example. And I also want to introduce to you the power of visualization. Visualization, by that I mean, are the images that you have in your life, which could be your beliefs are images. So if you fundamentally believe I'm just throwing this out there. If you fundamentally believe that if you get on a plane and you're someone that doesn't fly often and you get on a plane and that plane will crash, then that's a visualization that you've had in your mind. It's a picture that you've had in your mind, and it will prevent you from flying anywhere, right? Fears primarily drive the images that we have in our mind. And it could be a fear, as I said, of something really big, which is of flying. Most often I hear similar fears in the professionals that I coach, which is around speaking out loud, speaking their mind, speaking in a really fluid, natural, impromptu way that doesn't feel scripted and canned. And the fear around that, holding them back from speaking up, is normally the image that they hold in their mind, or the belief that they have in their mind of failing when they do speak up. And what does that look like? Where does that fear of failing look like? Well, that could be something that looks like not knowing the answer to a question when asked of you. It can look like being embarrassed if you're presenting something to your team or your senior level executives or a client, whoever that might be, and you miss something, right? So there's that fear of not having everything perfectly aligned, that perfection paralysis that I often talk about. So visualizations are so important in gutsy leadership, because It's the pictures that you believe will be created based on your actions or based on things that you're, you know, actively doing or not doing, playing it safe. And that's really why I wanted to create this podcast today on demonstrating the power of visualization and walking you through how the brain works and how the results that you create work based on the pictures that you give your mind. 90% of your success is based on mindset. If you can change your mindset and the pictures that you envision happening, including your success or failure, then that's exactly what will create the results that you have. So let's talk about the typical scenario and where most people live, where we are on automatic pilot mode. You have a desired goal and you're working really, really hard at it, right? Really hard, and lots of willpower invested in the achievement of that goal. But you don't see a new set of results. You keep seeing the same set of results, or things just aren't really moving. There's that stagnant state. Why is that? That's because willpower alone isn't enough. Although working hard is important, I get that. I worked very hard when I was an entrepreneur working in financial services in the Wall Street industry. But what I learned early on in my career was that working hard wasn't the only thing that was driving my success. And again, later. But I found that pushing and pushing so hard really wasn't as effective. It was when I learned to let go and took more of a self-awareness, self-reflective view of how I was relating to others, was when I felt more of my power and control around circumstances, that self-awareness. And you know, it's almost like you have to take, it sounds the opposite. You have to almost, you want to imagine how you are perceived by others, right? As if you're an observer of your own life, but you can't do that, right? Because you're in your own head. So the way to do that, the fastest path to do that is to reverse it and quieting your mind and being with that quieted mind, being more perceptive and self-aware of how you're being responded to, of how people are relating to you and being perceived, and you're being perceived, in order to get that external wisdom. And with that, you know, breaking through to some really creative and inspired thoughts, your intuition, on what to do next. So the automatic pilot model we are all familiar with. We have a goal, there's willpower, we're working hard, but we're seeing the same results. So now let's switch this around to a gutsy leadership perspective. You have a circumstance that is negative in your life. It could be an angry coworker, a difficult manager, a frustrating partner, a financial problem, whatever that might be. That's your current reality, and that's the vision that you see in front of you. That's your physical reality, what you see in front of you. And it's also something that vibrationally and energetically you no longer want any part of, right? So there's that resistance, that pushing against the things that we don't want, right? We don't want the bills to come in if we don't have the funds to pay them. We don't want the negative criticism from a partner or a roommate or a friend or a family member. We don't want certain things in our life to show up, and we're resisting them because it doesn't feel good. And remember, this is rooted in our feeling, in our energy, in our vibration. So what happens is that current physical reality creates structural tension within us. And the pictures that we're seeing in front of us, right, using our five senses, don't match what we want to create in our mind. So for instance, if you want a new job and you're working for a really, really difficult person that's bringing you down daily, then that event that shows up every day when you show up to work doesn't match what your preferred vision may be, which is working for someone new, maybe working in a different location, right? Something that would make you feel good versus bad. So how do we address this? Now, again, using the old principles, right? That doing mentality, we resist, we push, we work hard, and we see the same results. From a gutsy leadership perspective, you quiet your mind. Water exponentially, by the way, water exponentially will help you quiet your mind and tap into your intuition. So if you don't live near an ocean or a river or a lake, that's okay. I happen to live near all three of those, but I don't get out as often as I'd like to see those in my day-to-day. So what I'll do is I'll play, you know, the sounds of water running. I'll also have a glass of water next to me. I'll drink a lot of water. When it's raining, you know, I'll sort of migrate towards the rain, like, you know, just listening and going into a quiet place, even if it's just for 15 minutes to listen to that. So be really aware of water around you, even looking at pictures of water, even previous pictures of you around water. Water has a really high vibration. So that's just one, I guess you might want to call a gutsy mindset tip in order to really stimulate your creative mind. So you want to quiet your mind and you want to listen for the inspired thoughts, or what I like to call the intuitive hits. Intuitive hits are thoughts which come out of nowhere. They're not from another person. They're not from anything tangible, actually. They're just something that kind of, you know, come down to you immediately. I also call them divine downloads, where you just have these random thoughts. Now, remember, there's that structural tension that you're dealing with back at your job with your manager, right? And now you're resisting that, but you're quieting your mind. You're asking your spirit for solutions. You're looking for creative thoughts. You're looking to come up with a solution that's, you know, wild and different from where you are right now. And you're also using the power of visualization at this stage. So if I were to ask you, what does your ideal perfect day look like? Not what your current perfect day looks like, right, with angry boss, but what does your current ideal picture look like? Where are you going to work in the morning? Where are you working? What are you wearing? Who does that new team of yours, you know, look like? Or what does that new team look like? Who are the people that you're speaking to? How are you engaging? Are you laughing? Are you leading? Are you in a conference room or are you out in nature? Are you leading a group or are you working solo, maybe looking for more flexible time out of your home? I'll give you a personal example for me. When I was working in corporate and I wanted to, you know, get myself in a place with more flex time to be with my children, I took a picture of my son's yellow school bus that he would get on every day to go to school. And it wasn't very often that I saw that bus because I was always working. And one day when I wasn't working, I took a picture of him getting on that bus and off to school. And just that one picture, visualizing that bus, for me, evoked the feeling that I wanted to feel on a daily basis. It wasn't standing on the corner and just watching cars go by, right? It was the feeling of knowing that I was fully and completely present to my children and having a flexible schedule on my terms, right? So someone who maybe has the same exact role that I did at the time, with no children and no obligations at home, maybe wouldn't want that type of experience, right? Maybe someone like that would want to just go straight into work, hit the ground running, get their things done, and maybe even work overtime. And that's okay. Actually, I was that woman as well at one point in my career. But because my life changed, because my priorities changed, the pictures in my mind needed to change. And the pictures that I was seeing at the time wasn't working for me or for my family. So that was one picture that I gave my brain, that I gave my mind to create. And by focusing on that one picture and, you know, a series of steps that I now teach in the Gutsy Leadership System, the visualizations got stronger. And with that, the intuitive hits got stronger. The intuitive inspired thoughts got stronger. The creative solutions got stronger. And ultimately, a shift in perception. Perceiving the same difficult negative circumstance from a completely different perspective gives you the power to create a fully different set of solutions. Now that's where your power lives. When you can look at the same circumstance from a different perspective, then within that vortex of energy, that's where you want to make your gutsy moves, your gutsy actions. Gutsy actions are immediate things that you think of when you have these divine downloads that seemingly come out of nowhere. And, you know, let's just take a simple example. And I know most of you have, you know, I'm sure you've experienced this before, where all of a sudden you're not really thinking of anyone or anything. You might be doing the dishes, you might be doing laundry, you might even be taking a shower. And all of a sudden you think of someone, right, that you haven't heard from or talked about in a long time. And who do you hear from within the next less than 5 minutes? They call you, they text you, or they email you, right? And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I was just thinking about you. That's the most simplest example, but this is how it works. Thoughts become things, and your beliefs are what control you. Beliefs are no more than thoughts that you think over and over and over again. Right? You just keep thinking them over and over and over again until they become truth. But you see, your beliefs aren't necessarily the truth. Your beliefs can be rooted in your fears, in your limiting beliefs, in your limitations of yourself, in the self-doubt, right? In that inner crow that I often talk about. So if you truly believe that you are stuck in any situation, then that's exactly what you will create. However, on the flip side, by taking a step back, by quieting your mind, by allowing those intuitive, inspired thoughts, again, try to surround yourself with water in however creative way you do that, you'll create a shift in perception, you'll create a set of creative solutions, and you will come up with a discrete, you know, set of gutsy action steps. Immediate actions that you can take right now without questioning it. Now, here's where most people go wrong, and women are guilty of this more than men, although I'm not 100% sure why, but I do know that women struggle with this more than men, and I include myself in this. In fact, everything that I talk and speak about and teach about is based on, not on academic research, it's based on my own experience and of all of, you know, the thousands of hours of coaching people over the years, and I've seen it, you know, in many women. Where we'll have that inspired thought just like anyone else, and we'll get really excited about something, and then all of a sudden we will stop and we'll go home and we'll think about it. And so that immediate instinctual feeling, that just do it, right, feeling goes away, and it basically fades away by our reason, which comes in and sort of overpowers that intuitive hit. And so then we're thinking and thinking and thinking, and we'll all overthink things so much that guess what? That instinctive feeling that just felt right has now been overshadowed and quieted to the point where you can't even hear it anymore. Now the noise of our reason and the noise of our thinking has taken over. And so we won't make those gutsy moves. We won't take that inspired action. We won't make that phone call. We won't send that email. And so that's what stops us in our tracks. But when we do act on the inspired thoughts and the inspired action, that's when we see a brand new set of results, a wildly different set of results. I have been working this formula for years. I did it, again, when I was in my career. I've applied it in other areas of my life, to my personal life, to my relationships. I divorced several years ago. I was alone for a few years with just me and my two children, happily comfortable in my decision to be a single mom and only breadwinner. And then one day I realized it was time. It was time for me to create happiness with someone, and that I did deserve a partner and that I was ready. And then I had to think about what that looked like. And so I had to change the images in my mind of what I perceived a partner, a typical partner, to look like. And the one thing that was really present for me, I didn't have it all figured out, right? We can't have every down to the T. Although I will say that you'll always receive what you want or something better. That's just a fact, a principle, a universal principle of life. But what I was really clear on a personal level with receiving or attracting a new partner, was that I really wanted someone that understood and appreciated me and who I was. And that, for years, I didn't believe was possible. I didn't believe that there were people out there, in the true sense of the word, who appreciated me or would appreciate me and what I stood for or even get me. And so I had to make a mindset shift about that as well. And so I drew pictures of what that looked like in my mind until those thoughts, right, those thoughts which became things, now became locked in beliefs. As soon as I locked that picture in, I immediately met my partner. And it turned out, you know, just to share a personal note here, my partner was someone that I knew in my teens, a good friend of mine. And, you know, we just reconnected years later, seemingly randomly, but I know the difference now that I'm tuned and tapped into how this process works in living a life that you love. So, you know, just recapping here, there are filters that we run around with in our head. And what I'd like to leave you here with is a question. What are the new breakthrough ideas, the new opportunities, the new solutions, the new resources, the new people, the new funding sources, the new clients, the new markets that you are filtering out and not seeing because you're so focused on what is in front of you, rather than on your desired future or vision? You're no different than I am. I'm no different than you. We all run around with our filters. A lot of them are stemmed from childhood, right? From our parents, from our role models, people that we surround ourselves with. That's why it's so important to surround yourself with really high positive people that make you feel good. It's just about the feeling. Focus on how you feel in order to create and attract the things that you want. I created this episode to give you a background on how powerful the intuition is, how powerful your intuition is. But we're, as humans, we're not letting it break through up to the surface. And I personally believe that our intuition was purposefully created as no more than a whisper. Because we have to be purposeful about quieting our mind and resisting the urge to go with what's in front of us, to go with the five senses. And the only way you'll be able to tune into that intuition and those inspired thoughts is if you are intentional. Intention is everything, just like clarity is everything. When you focus your mind on the things that you want and give your mind the pictures that you want and the desires that you have, that's when your mind locks in what it wants. And that's when all of a sudden you start seeing those breakthrough ideas, opportunities, solutions, resources, people, clients, markets, sources of funding. That's when all those things come to the surface, but they can't happen unless you remove the filter. It's like wearing a pair of sunglasses, right? If you try on a pair of glasses that are green lenses, right? You're only going to see the world in green. When you remove the glasses, all of a sudden, right, we're in technicolor. So after listening to this podcast, a gutsy homework assignment for you is really just to do one thing. Find a place that you have quiet space where you can quiet your mind. And I get that if you're a really busy person with children and a hectic job, that that's not so easy. But I will just remind you that I've been in those shoes. I've been in the shoes of single mom, single breadwinner, really hectic, abrasive, constantly turned on work environment, plus, you know, running two jobs at the same time, you know, a couple years ago. So I know what that's like. But I am going to leave you with another question. Whose responsibility is it to create that quiet space for you to think, for you to quiet your mind, and for you to tap into your intuition? Is it your children's responsibility, your children? Is it your partner or your husband? Is it your family? Is it your boss? Is it your team? It's you. It starts with you. So start small, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes sitting in your car before you walk in the house, grabbing a latte and sitting in your car and really just thinking and asking your intuition, what is it that I want? Because when you ask yourself that question, you focus on what you want. And when you focus on what you want, you develop the pictures of what you want. And when you develop the pictures of what you want, your brain locks in those pictures and it will work day and night until it creates those images, the power of visualization that you want. Another straight and simple example, which I know you relate to, is if you're thinking of buying a red car, a certain red car, let's just say a convertible, and then all of a sudden, isn't it odd that all of a sudden you start seeing and noticing red convertibles? Is that random? No. It's because you created the picture in your mind and your brain will focus on those things. I know we may not have ever met, but I know that we are connected here through Gutsy Leadership, through the platform, and our connection here through possibly the newsletter. That wasn't random. So if you take away anything after listening to this, I'd like you to just give yourself some quiet space and lean into those images, those new images that you want to create, using the power of visualization to create a wild and different outcome in your life. I leave you here with that gutsy homework assignment, and I am celebrating you to your gutsy freedom. Your freedom to create whatever you want, whether that be in your career, your personal life, your health, your finances, whatever that might look for you. Gutsy freedom is leaning into your intuition, asking for the things that you want, creating the images of what you want, and then acting on them immediately, those gutsy moves, while you're in the vortex of receiving the ideas, the inspired ideas, and this creative solutions to achieve what you want. Big hug. I'll be thinking of you, and I'm setting an intention that you create your gutsy moves. Bye now. Until the next time, I'm Marissa Santoro. Speak to you soon. Bye now.